Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to know more about the project New Approaches to Accessibility, NEA, focusing on hybrid modalities, immersion and technology in audio description. The project is founded by the Ministerio de Economía y Competitividad under the Excelencia Scheme and aims to research audio description and audio subtitling with a special emphasis on the impact of audio features on the end user experience. But to learn more about this fascinating project, we have virtually with us Olga Soler Vilageliu, Associate Professor at Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona, where she teaches psycholinguistics and cognitive processing to undergraduates in psychology and speech therapy. And she's also a member of Transmedia Catalonia Research Group. Olga, first of all, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for your invitation.
Thank you, Olga. Well, before going into the project that you lead together with Anna Matamala, tell us more about yourself, because I know that you have a background on language processing. Is it correct? How did you become involved in accessibility?
Well, you know that as a psychologist, we get trained in experimental research. So at a certain point in Transmedia Catalonia Group, they were needing someone to assess on methodology, and that's when I came in. So that's the reason why.
Okay. And how did you become involved in accessibility?
As a researcher, what happened is that I got integrated in this research group, Transmedia Catalonia Group, in principle to assess them on how to design their studies and how to analyze data, how to manage with participants, and how to test the different options. So I think that my first study with them was related to sign language. Other things came on the way.
And then you worked at the NEA project, which stands for New Approaches to Accessibility. So first of all, what do you mean with new approaches to accessibility?
Well, the thing is that we were working on two different services of accessibility. One is audio description and the other is audio subtitling. So what we did was, first of all, we took a new approach in the methodological sense. Because, as you mentioned in the introduction, we are centered, or our studies are centered, on the user experience. So we wanted to check this experience not only in a subjective way, so like asking the people, how did you feel or what did you feel, but rather with an objective measure, as can be the psychophysiological measures. So we checked the heart rate and also the skin conductance, and compared these two measures together, like the psychophysiological measures versus the subjective measures. And this was a new approach in itself.
So, Olga, why did you decide to adopt this approach? Because in reception studies, there are several approaches that a researcher can adopt to study users. Why did you decide to use this one?
Well, you know, we were very interested on immersion. So the how much people were feeling involved within the story that was told to them. And to have a good measure of that, we can measure emotion. But how we measure emotion? There are two ways. The traditional one is to just subjective information, to ask, how did you feel and what did you feel? The other way is to measure how our body reacts to emotion. And that's why we measured heart rate and also skin conductance. Because when we are feeling sadness, for example, or we are feeling fear, our heart rate changes. If we are feeling sadness, it probably goes slower. And if we are feeling fear, it goes faster. And that's an interesting result, of course. And also in terms of skin conductance, when we get emotional, we sweat a little bit. Maybe we are not aware of this sweating, but it changes the way that our skin reacts to an electric current.
So it's a way to study from a quantitative, we can say, point of view, emotions.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly.
So, I understand that users and the end user experience, they were both central. And, I know, Olga, that it's really hard to summarize all the interesting results that you achieved because the project finished in December 2018. But in your opinion, what is one, of the main achievements, especially, yes, one may be related to the emotional activation of users with sight loss?
Well, Francesca, it's difficult to talk only about one of our conclusions because there were many little studies within NIA, and actually I was more involved in one of the studies, and maybe I can talk about what we did was to compare the emotional reaction of blind and partially sighted people with respect sighted people. So all of them were watching the same content. This content were three clips extracted from a Polish series about girls in war. I think that was the name of the series. And we selected three clips that were related to the emotions of anger, sadness, and a neutral one. Not really emotion. And sighted people were watching this with normal subtitles, and blind and partially sighted were listening to audio subtitles.
Audio subtitles. What are audio subtitles, Olga? How can we define audio subtitling? Because I know that it's quite new in the field of media accessibility. What is audio subtitling?
Well, audio subtitling means that on the original voice, you hear the translation of the original voices. Like sometimes we've seen this in documentaries on TV, I guess. Actually, we in Catalonia, we have this sometimes, that it's the voices are not dubbed, but you have the voice of the translation on top of it.
This is voiceover, isn't it? So audio subtitling is somehow similar to voiceover, we can say this?
Yes. The point is that people keep hearing the background sounds and everything. And it's more like, it's more an ecological way of subtitling, not dubbing the voices.
So the study was focused on audio subtitling.
Yes. So what we did, they had the same input, right? The blind and partially sighted people with respect the sighted people. And we wanted to see how they reacted to this, the emotions transferred by the clips. And the point is that we found that the subjective measure, so that they said what if they felt an positive or a negative emotion, and how their bodies were activated. They had to say that with a test, which is called SAM, which is a mannequin that you can choose in different levels. So there is a small face that is happy, and then the mouth keeps turning down to be sad. So that would be the valence of the emotion. You have a positive emotion, then you select the happy phase. And if you have the feeling that the emotion is negative, you select the sad phase.
But blind people and partially sighted people, or did they provide you with their...
No, this is another... It is another output of the study, because we did some kind of tactile adaptation of this.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we printed it with a volume so that they could touch the faces and select the one they preferred.
Full accessible then. Well,
yes.
Really interesting.
Yeah. There were two questions. One was this... positive and negative emotion, and the other was the activation in the body. They felt very angry, and for example, the body was activated. Like when you are angry, your body activates, right? I guess everybody has this feeling. But when you are sad, it's rather the opposite. That the body activation goes rather flat, right? You don't have the feeling that you want to punch someone in the face when you are sad. Your body doesn't need to be active.
Did you find a huge difference between these two groups? So sighted people and blind and partially sighted people in terms of emotional reactions?
Not really. That's the point. I mean, both groups identified in this measure, subjective measure, properly the emotions. But on the other hand, the psychophysiological measures were not that clear. There was an activation whenever they were watching or listening to the clips compared to the baseline. Actually, there was a slight difference that blind people and partially sighted people were more reactive. So that's a nice conclusion in the sense that actually audio subtitling works.
Yes, that's interesting. Well, Olga, the more I know about this project, the more I want to know. But we can find more information on the project webpage. Is it correct? Is there a website, a webpage where we can find more details?
Sure, you can check at https://paginis.uab.cat/nia.
Ah, okay. Okay, so paginis.uab.cat/nia. This is the webpage of the project. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Olga, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you very much to all of you. If you want to know more about accessibility and inclusion, well, don't miss our next interviews. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.